Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
Welcome to The Connected Life, a ministry of Crossroads Counseling on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. I'm your host, Christian Counselor Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host, Carrie Fry.
We are a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real life experience to bring you The Connected Life.
The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others. So last week, if you tuned into The Connected Life, we talked about premarital counseling, and we were just covering the things that we believe every couple should know before they get married, or as some people describe it, before they take the plunge, right? So just a brief review of the things that we talked about last week for those who maybe missed our show. And by the way, if you're missing our show, you really need to be tuning in every Saturday, you know, at just to hear us because we're awesome. So anyway, so we had talked about the importance of finances on marriage and just how much of a strain finances can cause. And really, that can be the case even if you are in lack financially or if you have a surplus, so to speak. You know, just the importance of being on the same page financially as a couple. And, you know, a lot of marriages have stress related to finances. And I think if you listen to Dave Ramsey, you know, he will talk about finances as being one of the main stressors on a marriage, and I think there is a lot of truth to that. So
it's a good thing to talk about and bring up before you get married, just to make sure that you're on the right page and you know where your spouse to be is going to, where they stand.
Yes, very good thing to talk about. And what I have noticed is that a lot of couples who are getting married don't have this concept or this idea of becoming one, and how that really is across the board, financially, emotionally, spiritually. And so sometimes people get married and they end up with separate finances. And again, I think our point of view is that it's really important to have that discussion, be on the same page, really live within your means, and in most cases, below your means. And of course, we're doing our best to practice what we preach here too. So we also talked about the importance of external or outside relationships and community for a couple. I think the tagline that we used here was that friends, you need to have friends who are friends of the marriage, who really come alongside you, support you, help you to grow, who are going to be able to speak truth in your life, but also be able to have that grace for you in your marriage. And I think right. We had talked about the idea of a mentor couple mm-hmm, as well. Mm-hmm. And the idea there is you have a couple who is maybe a little bit more experienced down the road in their journey, further down the road in their journey, who can really come alongside you and talk to you about the pros and cons of marriage and all the pitfalls and all of those you know, things that would be very, very important for you to know as a couple. So we also talked about the importance of knowing yourself, being able to do your own work, so to speak. And what I mean by that is knowing your own strengths, knowing your own weaknesses, really being self-aware of your needs, your emotions. And to some degree, you know, I really believe that until you go through maybe a certain kind of life experience, you may not know exactly all the different facets of yourself. But it's really important to know and to do that work ahead of time, and really have a good sense of who you are in Christ. And on the flip side, we had talked about the importance of really knowing your spouse and knowing their makeup as a person. We all have good and bad, and you want to know the bad along with the good, because you're going to be with this person, hopefully, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I think it's important to know where you have emotional needs and where you have sensitivities, and being aware, like, okay, I'm going to be a little thrown off if I feel like I'm not, if I have these abandonment things come up, and I have this and this that may come up in the marriage, and there are going to be times when things get rocky, and being aware of your own insecurities and your partner's insecurities can help level those a little bit, I think, because you can take it under in your mind and understand, okay, wait, this has to do a little bit with my insecurity issue. It's not all him or her, and that may be able to kind of level things out and keep things a little calmer.
Yeah, I like the way that you brought that, the insecurities and just the shortcomings that we all have. You brought that into this discussion. I think it's very important that we are aware of that, because when you get into the intimacy of marriage and you really get to have this tight-knit bond with your spouse, those insecurities that you have and the insecurities that your spouse have inevitably will come to the surface. It's not a matter of if you have insecurities, because I think we all do.
Yeah.
It's more a matter of how do you deal with them when those arise.
Right.
And doing premarital counseling is really effective in that a good premarital counselor will help you to identify what those insecurities are and to have sensitivity towards your spouse, and also to know how to deal with those in a healthy and productive manner.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times those insecurities are what lead to a lot of negativity in relationships. So the other topic that we had discussed was children. And
yes,
how having children really changes the dynamics of a marriage. You know, you start off with the two of you. In most cases, sometimes it can be a blended family. Maybe you're bringing children, but you know, in most cases, you start off with two people who are just focused on themselves, and then you bring in this other human being who is totally demanding of time, attention, affection, all of those things. And, you know, just the importance of being able to stay connected with your spouse during a time of transition and making sure that your marriage stays the focus, right, even with children.
Right.
So now we're moving on, and I think there was one for women right there that you had wanted to talk about, Carrie.
Yeah, so one thing is that women shouldn't give their husband or husband-to-be the excuse that, oh, that's just the way men are. You know, you need to go into the relationship expecting and knowing that your husband can connect with you and he can be a supportive spouse, and it's, you don't have to accept that they retreat and they run away. You can fight for that, and it's okay to expect your husband to be connected in the relationship. Is that kind of what you were thinking there, babe?
Yeah. I think sometimes there is that excuse, especially in my marriage counseling sessions, even doing premarital counseling. You know, I hear this from guys too. Well, hey, that's just, guys are this way, right? And
right,
it's almost like this excuse or a justification.
Yeah.
And while there may be some truth to that, because there are differences between men and women, we are all working towards becoming better spouses, and in essence, I think, becoming more Christ-like.
Yeah.
So
more connected to each other and being able to unify.
Absolutely. So this one I wanted to talk to the men who may be listening, and it's just the idea that that we need to keep pursuing our wife. We're really good at this in the very beginning. When we're trying to win our wives over, a lot of times we will go above and beyond. You know, there will be the flowers, the really romantic dates, all the creativity, maybe even emotionally, like just opening your heart up and, like, you know, just really being emotional and vulnerable. And what happens once you say I do, kind of get settled into a comfort zone, all of that tends to dissipate, disappear, and go away. And so then it's like, hey, what happened to this guy who really was into me?
He was so romantic.
He was so romantic. And now it's like, okay, where did he go?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a bait and switch, right? But I think that that's a pitfall that couples who are engaged really need to be aware of. And guys need to be aware of that, that they need to continually pursue their wives. And I'm looking at Ephesians 5, you know, where it talks about wives and husbands here. And 5:25, it says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy. This is chapter 26, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as the radiant church without strain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, 28 now, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. So I think this idea again of really pursuing your wife, loving her in this sacrificial agape type of love.
Mm-hmm. I think that's huge. And I don't think any woman, I don't think most of us expect our husband to bring us flowers every day and to do all these super romantic things like you do when you first meet someone, right? But I think that there is that hope and desire to have someone interested in you, pursuing, knowing who you are and how you are still growing and becoming a person, you know, all of us keep learning and changing throughout our lives, and someone that's going to respect that and just find little ways to show that your wife is valuable to you. And I think that's what's important is just those little things to show that value.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be grand, on a large scale. It can be a little small thing that really communicates, hey, I'm thinking about you. I love you. You're still the love of my life, right? And I am actively pursuing you and engaging you. Which brings me to the next point, which is, and this is really for both people, both husbands and wives, and that's just the idea that you need to continually pursue emotional connection with each other. You know, again, it's along the same idea that a lot of times we just fall into routine and ruts where we just stop connecting. You know, life can get hard, things can get overwhelming. There's a lot of distractions. Telephones, right? Or iPhones and Android phones and
Facebook
and
emails.
Yeah, all of those things that it's very easy to fall into that trap where you are distracted, you're disconnected. And days turn into weeks turn into months when all of a sudden there hasn't been any connection. And so, you know, when you get married, especially in the beginning, I think there's a lot of excitement. You're in the honeymoon phase. And so a lot of times this is not an issue. It's more as time goes by and you just slowly kind of slip into these routines. Again, kids come in, they change the dynamic. A lot of your focus moves away from one another to your children naturally. So you have to be proactive versus reactive. And I see a lot of couples who have been married for years, and they've lost that just pursuing one another and putting each other first. And that's really what I'm trying to convey here, is the heart of the message is don't stop pursuing and emotionally connecting with one another.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Connected Life Radio with Travis and Carrie Fry on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. This is a ministry of Crossroads Counseling Center. So to learn more about the Connected Life and Crossroads, you can go to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/The Connected Life Radio. And if you're looking for counseling help, premarital counseling, you can visit Crossroads Family Counseling Center, Crossroads Phoenix. I'm sorry, I can't get this.
Oh, I'll take over. So this is another thing that premarital couples need to know, right? Hey, when one is stumbling, the other is there to pick them up, right? You want to go for it?
No.
Okay, I get it. So
can't say the darn address.
No problem. It's counselingphoenixscottsdale.com. That's to visit the Crossroads website, and the Facebook Connected Life Radio is facebook.com/theconnectedliferadio.com.
I got that one out.
Yes.
It's the address I couldn't do. Okay.
No worries.
So, and then you can also call it 623-680-3486. And we don't just do premarital counseling. It's also couples counseling and individual counseling as well.
Yes, we cover it all. So I want to talk about what Crossroads offers for engaged couples. And really, there's two types of services that we offer for couples who are engaged and wanting to make sure that they build a strong foundation for a successful marriage and a lifetime of love. It really depends on the couple. So let me try to describe this the best way that I can. Sometimes a couple will call in and they, for the most part, they don't have any real challenges in their relationship. Usually it's a younger couple, so maybe a couple that's in their early 20s or mid-20s. They are really on cloud nine.
The honeymoon phase.
The honeymoon phase, yes. So they're on cloud nine. They're in the honeymoon phase. Things are going really well. There's no real significant distress, although there are always the hidden issues, and that's what good premarital counseling will help to uncover. And so, those types of couples, what we typically offer for them, these are the couples doing fairly well. They just want to make sure they're covering all of their bases and really building a good, strong foundation. So what we would offer for them is a program called Prepare Enrich. And if you ever wanted to learn more about that, you could go to our website, counselingphoenixscottsdale.com, or you could just Google Prepare Enrich. And what it is, it's a questionnaire that each person would go online and have some time to answer several questions that are covering all types of topics that are very important for couples to be aware of as they go into marriage, and topics such as communication, conflict resolution, finances, like we talked about, roles, relationship roles. Are you going to have more of a traditional marriage? You're going to have more of a egalitarian marriage. So we can get into that a little bit too, but talks about sexuality, which is an important topic to talk about in marriage as well. So, Prepare Enrich, couple goes online, they take these, they answer these questions, it produces a report that goes to the counselor, and then you meet with the counselor over a period of about six visits where you go through these questions that they answered, and what it identifies are both strength areas and growth areas. The strengths are what are the areas that the couple is really excelling in, that they're doing really well right now? And then what are the growth areas? Again, these can be the blind spots that we all have that we just need to be aware of, and areas that maybe we are aware of, but we're not very good at it. Maybe it's conflict resolution.
Yeah, I think the nice thing about that is that, especially for young couples, it's a great way to make sure that you're hitting topics that maybe could be conflict in the future that you don't even think about before you're getting married.
Yeah.
So it I think, doesn't it ask some questions about like family background and history and
yes.
different things like that?
Yeah, family of origin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did something similar when we got married.
I think we did this same thing.
Okay, yeah. And so it talked about, well, how was your family when you were growing up and like just things like that. And so we were able to say, well, you know, Travis's family was a certain way. Mine was different. And, oh, we need to talk about that. How are we going to blend our family together? Are we going to be more right. like his or like mine? And, you know, the different things like that. And expectations in your role as a wife or a husband and making sure that your spouse agrees with those expectations. And if not, talking it through before you're in that. In an emotional argument, you can yes. talk it through before it gets heated, because you're going to get in that situation where you're married and he's like, hey, you don't have dinner waiting for me. And maybe she's like, hey, my dad made dinner every night. You're supposed to do it. And
right.
So there's those kinds of things that you may not think about before you get into the relationship.
Yeah, it's like we said last week, you don't know what you don't know. And, you know, part of what we try to part of the goal of premarital counseling is to help you be aware of those issues that, you know, just the blind spots. You just don't know.
Yeah.
So that's Prepare Enrich, and it's a really good tool for those couples who just really want to build that strong foundation. And again, who are not really experiencing a lot of distress in their marriage. Now, for the couples who are experiencing more distress, engaged couples, and they really want to build a strong foundation, then we offer more of our traditional marriage counseling approach, which is really focused on communication and really connection and really digging deep and helping couples to know how to avoid the main pitfalls, which are negative cycles and patterns, and building a strong emotional foundation.
Right. And that's good for people that have, maybe this is their second marriage as well, or people that have been together for a long time already and they're finally deciding to get married. That's probably a better fit. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So happily ever after is possible. It just takes a lot of work, commitment, and staying connected to God and to each other. So it can happen, but it's not the fairy tale type thing where it's just, oh, we'll walk into the sunset. It
yes.
takes a little time, and it takes a lot of work.
It does take a lot of work, but there's no other relationship in life that's more rewarding.
That's right. So to connect with the Connected Life Radio or to contact us, you can visit our page on Facebook at www.facebook.com, The Connected Life Radio. And if you or someone you know is looking for counseling help, you can visit our website at, let's see if I can do it this time, CounselingPhoenixScottsdale.com. Yay! We offer a free 20-minute phone consultation, or you can call us at 623-680-3486. That would help with the phone consultation, too.
Yeah, we would love to hear you. And remember, Arizona, get connected and stay connected.